Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub.
And now, a feature presentation.
It's Toucher and Rich's Laugh, Damn It.
Midget with a dog. Dog's pretty big. Midget's pretty small. Midget with a dog.
Is it a racehorse?
Oh, hell no. They go that horse.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Sports Hub.
And now, a feature presentation.
It's Toucher and Rich's Laugh, Damn It.
Midget with a dog. Midget with a dog. Dog's pretty big. Midget's pretty small. Midget with a dog.
Is it a racehorse?
Oh, hell no. They go that horse.
Or a bad local band.
Boogie Boogie Land.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. It's an annual tradition. And how many great bands have we found complete, which you just heard, Hoogie Boogie Land?
We have found, of course, Midget with a Dog. There was the band AJ.
The guy with the ball gag in his mouth.
Yeah.
That might be my favorite.
And there's the one that, of them. That haunted Fred for months. Yorkie the Clown.
200 miles to York. I should do it in 5 days. 200 miles to York.
Yeah, and if you don't know, this guy is legitimately dressed like a hobo clown.
Yeah.
With the miles to with like his makeup smeared and he's all.
I think the name his name was Lantern Waste.
That's it. No, that was it. That was Lantern Waste. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think we just called him Yorkie the Clown because he was a creepy looking. And then the solo. So we've met some superstars.
Like, the
over
FBI
here.
Should be following that guy.
Right. Somebody get a GPS tracker on Yorkie the Clown.
There should be at least two agents on him at all times.
All right, gentlemen, so here's how it works. I'm going to give you the name of either a band or a racehorse, and you just tell me whether it's one or the other, okay? First name is Grindstone. Grindstone. Is that a band or a racehorse?
That sounds like a kick-ass metal band.
I'm going band.
Oh, man. Unfortunately, that is a racehorse. Grindstone, who I believe is racing in one of the big races, I think, coming up.
Okay.
All right, band or racehorse? Your boy Bangs. Your boy Bangs.
Oh, that's definitely a band.
Racehorse.
Johnny Wallgame, that is indeed a band or an artist, rather. Let's go, Fred, to his hit song, Let Me Take You to McDonald's.
To Let me take you to McDonald's, I know you like it. Let me take you to McDonald's, money in my pocket. Let me take you to McDonald's, take you to McDonald's. Let me take you to McDonald's, take you to McDonald's. Let me take you to McDonald's, I know you like it.
Can you imagine the girls rushing the stage?
Promise me diamonds, but give me McDonald's.
Right. Like, this guy is willing to take me to McDonald's? This is, and by the way, this is not the same guy that goes, public subs!
No, no, that is, that's Golden Boy. That's not him.
McDonald's, money in my pocket. Let me take you to McDonald's. Take you to McDonald's. Let me take you to McDonald's. Take you to McDonald's. I got the best deals. Today is Sunday. You're missing all the happy meals. I gotta eat good and you know I will. I got the best burger and you know I'm the king. Chips on the side with the fries and a drink. Let me add tomato sauce. It feel good and a thing. I'ma be honest. If I take you out, that would be McDonald's. I got the McChicken test, good like heaven, huh? I'm waiting for the second one, soda on the side. I'm feeling like I'm number one, what you know about Mac? Let me help you with that, what you know about Mac? Let me come and bite that. Let me take you to McDonald's, I know you like.
Can you imagine the abject poverty this guy's in? I don't know.
I'm sure.
Like he must live in just like a wasteland. Because he's being sincere.
Well, he is. This is not ironic.
No, he must live in like the poorest place on the planet if his bling is getting a McChicken sandwich. like there's guys that have platinum teeth with diamonds in it and Rolexes that are worth like $1 million.
He's just got empty Happy Meals around his neck on a chain.
Well, I mean, let's not go crazy. I don't know if he can do all that.
Well, I mean, he does a follow-up single, Fred.
Oh, okay.
It's the next one right there.
Here.
Your boy Bang says, I have made one hill, let's make another.
Let me take a Starbucks, cost only $5. Let me take a Starbucks, cost only $5. Let me take a Starbucks, cost only $5. Let me take a Starbucks, cost only $5.
Now he's... That's just practical.
One's a date, one's like middle of the day, like not sure if he likes a girl.
Yeah, that's
type
like
of thing.
Yeah, that's like if you meet on the internet and you just want to go to a nice public place,
sure,
and show that you're willing to spend $5.
Of course. All right. Next one. Is it a band or a racehorse? Jack G.
Oh, that's a band. Yeah, I'll go with the band.
Would you like to hear Mr. Jack G?
Sure.
Sure.
Jack G.
Oh, no.
Every year there's one. This is it.
The sound of the man who's got you trapped in his van. This guy, you know, has got a van with no windows. He somehow enticed you in.
Oh, man.
I don't like this at all.
Jack G. It'd be clear at this point. It'd be inevitable you want to be me.
You want to be me?
Because I am Jack G.
You want to be me, meaning that I'm going to wear your skin.
Goodness.
Oh. Listen. To be fair, I know you want to be me, so I'm going to, while you're living, I'm going to cut your face off and then put it on my face, and then your dreams have come true.
Well, then you'll be listening.
That's right. That's just a guy in leather with a ball gag in his mouth. He's an Elvis impersonator. He's an S&M impersonator.
Jack G. It'd be clear at this point, it'd be inevitable you want to be me.
You want to be me?
I am Jack G.
Jack G.
This is the sound of madness.
Is the lotion in the basket?
I mean, this is what he hears in his head. All these, this is into the mind of a schizophrenic.
Oh, I'm Jack G. It'd be clear at this point. It'd be inevitable you want to be me.
You want to be me?
Does he say, let's clear up this plane?
I think let's clear off this planet, which means he's hell-bent on destruction.
Right. Because if he said this plane, can you imagine sitting next to Jack G on a plane? I think I'll be leaving now. I'm going to open up the exit door and throw myself to the death because it's better than anything he's got planned.
You wish he was me. Yeah! I know that you see. Because I'm Jack G.
Jack G. Jack G.
I am the hottest boy alive. Woo! I am the hottest boy alive. Woo! I am the hottest boy alive. Woo! I am the hottest boy alive.
So you know he's not tucking it.
No, he's showing the world what he's got.
And the most disturbing thing is I think he really wants to make a good rap song.
No. This, I'm telling you, these are not ironic.
No. Well, I mean, what could be ironic about that? There's no... What? No one with any sanity would make that.
Jackie, I am Jack G. I am Jack G.
Jackie,
you wish you was me. You wish you was me.
Oh, that's...
I had to cleanse the palate for a moment. I was getting a little...
Gosh. Out. You want to talk about what that guy has around his neck? Dog testicles.
Jesus. Let me just hear the first 5 seconds of that one again.
Why not? I'm not going to be able to sleep anyway.
Jack G.
That's if, like, Mike behind the Mike Callahan took a boatload of acid.
Jack G.
Mike just like touching yeah. the air, whispering to a wall.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's him taking, he did a bunch of acid. My God.
Oh, all right, let's move on to one last one.
No, let's save it.
Okay, because there's one coming out. We've got the our friend from, or the gentleman from Disgraceland is going to be coming out with us. However.
Jack G.
I found one that might be the strangest we've ever had.
Stranger than that last one?
Hi, I found this parents' message board, and I heard that you're an experienced babysitter. What's your name?
Jack G.
All right, well, you seem on the up and up.
We'll be back at midnight.
Someone said, we have a new goal song for the bees.
Jack G. It'd be clear at this point, it'd be inevitable you want to be me.
That should be the goal song. It's better than what they're playing now.
Or you just put out a...
All right. Later this hour, we will revisit. Is it a racehorse or is it a... It's amazing. There's so many insane people. It's amazing we can do this every year.
I mean, it truly is.
This is just insanity. All right. We have a guy coming up here. He's got a very good podcast. It's... called Disgraceland, and John Brennan's the guy's name. We will have him, Jake Brennan, I'm sorry, Jake, like Jake from the New Girl. All right, we will have him on in just a moment.
I am Jack G. I am Jack G.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
There's a lot more to worry about than
Tutcher and Rick.
It's a real nightmare.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah, yeah.
985 the Sports. So, by the way, don't look at Jack G.
Oh,
I
mean, now that you said that, I'm going to have to go.
Yorkie the Clown was one thing.
Yeah.
Like, he's got panties on his face and putting duct tape on his face.
Jack G.
It all of a sudden gets really not funny.
You're actually legitimately creeped out by this guy.
Oh.
Wait,
oh,
Yorkie the Clown just had... He's, like, putting... effing duct tape on his mouth, and he puts leopard skin panties on his
Yorkie
face.
The Clown was pretty terrifying.
No, not well. At least he was a clown,
which makes it even worse.
No,
is it?
No.
Oh,
I,
that
he's
was
got
a
his own Twitter page.
That was a mistake.
Jake
a mistake.
Brennan.
Yep.
Sooner or later, I'll be doing a podcast about Jack G.
Dare you. Go. Go ahead.
It's a five-parter.
I'm only here for the research, guys.
He has a podcast, Disgraceland. It's a music true crime podcast that's getting very popular. In fact, sir, you have a live show coming up in Boston.
I do. May 10th at Sinclair.
Okay. I liked it so much because I'd heard about it. A bunch of people I know listen to it. I know you like it, and I know that Jim Murray and the Afternoon Show listens to it. And I liked it so much that I binged it last night.
Oh my God, I
listened to five different episodes last night.
Which
I loved
ones?
It. I listened to the Grateful Dead one because I knew we were going to discuss it.
Because I have a lot of issues with you about that.
Yeah. All right, cool.
That was a good
one. You say a couple complimentary things about that, which I've taken great umbrage to.
Love it.
Gigi Allen, because I saw Gigi Allen right before he died.
Whoa. You saw Gigi Allen?
He was at the Somber Reptile. Yep, I saw him there, and I got there. His show had already started, and apparently there weren't any people there. It was like maybe 30, 40 people that were at the show, and apparently he had, if you don't know who Gigi Allen is, he was just a guy who was, his music wasn't good at all. The Murder Junkies and his band, I don't think were good, but he would just go up and try to shock people. I guess before I got there, he'd taken a dump on stage and thrown it into the crowd. And then when I saw it was kind of tame until he started picking fights with people in the actual crowd, and that was the gig.
Yeah.
You would jump up, you'd try to punch him in the face, and he'd punch you back.
Yeah.
And I guess the parking lot afterwards, from what my friend told me, was even worse than the actual show.
Like full-on brawl.
Full-on brawl. Like, it was just like, take me on. And he wasn't like any like a big strong guy or anything. Like, they was just a maniac.
No, anything to just sort of be as extreme as possible. And if he died, he didn't care. And it was disgusting and shocking, and you couldn't take your eyes off it at the same time. It was crazy.
So your podcast, it pretty much focuses on bands and artists and some of the horrible things that they've done, like crimes. I mean, there's certain artists that you put on there, like, wow, I didn't realize that they lived this life of crime, like Rick James. And
That one's the craziest to me. Like, when I got into that, I couldn't believe it. I mean, as like an 8-year-old, he's with his mom who's running numbers for the mob, and he's going to like all these nightclubs to like basically pick up money with his mom and take bets. But he's seeing like Duke Ellington perform and Miles Davis and John Coltrane at a young age. And by the time he's like, before he's a star, like he's in his late 20s, early 30s or whatever, and he's running coke for the Colombian cartel. Like, it's just nuts.
Wow.
Crazy.
It's almost like, because it's almost like, you know, everyone jokes about, you know, the whole crack thing, you know, later on in life. And now you take a look at it, you're like, well, what did you expect?
Totally, totally. He ends up this national joke now. That's how we all kind of like think of him, like I'm Rick James, you know, the whole thing. But really, he was, in addition to being an amazing artist, because I think his music is incredible, but just before that, he's just like this completely criminal-minded guy. You know, there's so much there. That was a hard episode to do because there was just too much. I didn't know what to cut.
Yeah. Well, the one thing, too, that I had read about you is that, I mean, you go and you dig kind of deep on some of these people who, you know, a lot of these stories either A, have just been buried, or B, people just don't know. So you said that I read in an interview that there was a rumor of an episode that Disgraceland was kept from airing.
Yeah.
Now, can you tell us who you were doing it about, or who told you to not air it?
Well, I can tell you that it's a very big religion, and that's That's all I'll get.
So it was a religion that stepped in and said,
Very big organization.
Because I'm trying based to think, in Florida?
Yeah, maybe. They have some stuff, some ties to the ocean.
Apparently one of their boats just had a massive, like, a herpes outbreak or something like that. Exactly.
I believe it was measles.
By the way, you said that, not me.
Because I'm trying to think who in that religion would have, because, I mean, I know the only ones I could think of that religion that I'm thinking of.
It's
like
about Billy
Beck,
Sheen from Billy, Mr. Big.
Billy Sheen of Mr. Big, yeah, because he's on all the ads. It's like Beck, I know he's a Scientologist. Okay, I'm not going to say anything else, but that's interesting. All right, so of all the stuff that you dug up on, you've got a Curt and Courtney one, which is excellent.
Thank you.
Of all the ones that you dug up, what's the one that kind of shocked you the most?
Actually, I think the Grateful Dead one, because I wasn't a fan either. And, I like those two albums that, like, punk rock kids kind of like American Beauty, the bluegrass ones and Working Man's Dead, but I saw that Amazon six-part thing that Scorsese did, and there was this, I was like, wow, there's so much more here than I've discounted. Mm-hmm. And trust me, Fred, there's a ton that I just think is utter nonsense, and I think you can pick up on that in the podcast. But there are moments of greatness where I was just like, wow, this is incredible. And strangely enough, really punk rock. Like, they did things on their terms entirely. They weren't commercial-minded at all. And they created this massive sort of counterculture thing on their own terms, which to me is pretty punk. So I kind of came at it that way.
And then they completely did a 180 later on in life and made Grateful Dead ties, Grateful Dead jackets, Grateful Dead all that stuff.
And exactly. They played even though Garcia's dead.
So what did you find? I mean, like,
First of all, they were dosing everyone.
That was shocking. That it was actually like, you know, because I say in the podcast, like, even Charles Manson's like, I'd never do that.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. I wouldn't do that. But Jerry Garcia and Osley are like, you know, the guy who made all that acid for America, basically, mm-hmm. are at the Playboy TV show, and they're like loading the coffee with LSD.
I actually looked up on YouTube the time where Garcia was on, where the band was on the Hugh Hefner show. Yeah, so if you don't know, the Grateful Dead are horrible, but they, and especially the first song, that's all I could get through. But they went on this Playboy TV show and just proceeded to dose everyone's drink.
Oh, I mean, could you imagine if that happened today?
No, I mean, God. I mean, I don't even know what the result would be, how people would be punished or what culture would think of that. It's crazy.
You'd be in jail for a long, long time.
It would be a felony.
Yeah.
dosing people with and you talk about it is that could have like a significant effect on someone's life.
Totally. Absolutely. Like, I mean, so the weird thing about this is I've heard, I can't believe this. This episode came out 2 weeks ago. I have countless, like, triple-digit emails from people who are offended by the way that I categorized and described LSD. They're like it's actually like pushing back the LSD medicinal movement because I talk about it negatively. I'm like, who the hell are these people? Like, I'm not. First of all, I'm just giving you my account of it, which, you know, whatever. But I'm just shocked that this, like, LSD community is upset because I have a negative opinion of doing acid or somebody giving somebody acid unwittingly and making them lose their mind.
Sure.
Because Fred's right. You can actually, like, you're killing brain cells is an understatement. But
flashbacks and things like that.
Yeah, man. I mean, you're messing yourself up completely.
So if this was just a podcast that you did and no one was listening to it, you probably wouldn't hear much. But this is blown up. So are there ever family members or people related to your subjects who contact you and are like...
More and more recently. I recently heard from Elvis Presley's first cousin, who was like, I want to send you all these family photos of me and Elvis. I'm like, okay. So she sent them. I've heard from people from Jerry Lee Lewis's family. I actually heard from Dennis McNally, Jerry Garcia's biographer. I talked to him yesterday, who got in touch and wanted to talk about some of the stuff that I was talking about in the podcast, because related to all these conspiracy theories with the CIA, which was very interesting.
Well, it sounds like most of these are positive.
They're positive.
Well, Jerry Lee Lewis isn't positive.
No, there's actually the guy I heard from was like, or the woman I heard from was like, we're part of the family that knows he's crazy and has nothing to do with him. And it was good to hear this reflected in a podcast.
You have to toe a pretty tough line here, because, you know, if you say something that could be viewed as like slanderous, or I have a feeling that you've got to do your research and make sure that it's pretty ironclad before you say about these things that, you know, these crimes that they've committed, or things that, you know, people have alleged. How tough is that for you?
It's actually, I mean, I just have to be careful and I have to be respectful of what these people have done and what's out there in the public record. Like, I'm not a journalist. I'm just all these stories exist. It's not like I'm going and uncovering anything. They're all out
there. You're finding them.
They're all published. I mean, that Jerry Lee Lewis thing has been, was in Rolling Stone in like 1989 or something like that. It's out there. All this stuff is out there. There's something about, I think, being in the podcast medium where it's such a short kind of thing that makes it more impactful than just putting it in a magazine article or on a website or whatever, or even in a book. Like, all that Rick James stuff is in his autobiography.
Yeah.
Like, so I can certainly say it if he's going to say it. You know what I mean?
So who's on the, who's on your list that you're trying to get to? Like, ones that you've been working on, or you're, you know, that you've said, this is definitely somebody that I need to look into.
I'm going to do a 10-part serial, serialized season on Phil Spector that'll come out in October. But I'm gonna tell that story. Every episode will be through the lens of a different musician that he encountered, that basically that he intimidated through violence and gunplay. So it'll be like Phil Spector and the Ramones, Phil Spector and Debbie Harry, Phil Spector and Leonard Cohen, John Lennon, etc., Elvis Presley, all the way through. And, you know, obviously dealing with the murder that happened with Phil Spector. But I've got, in this season, I've got Johnny Cash coming up. Amy Winehouse is next.
What was Cash's big, because I know Cash did some, you know, obviously did some time, and it, like, what was the worst thing that Johnny Cash did?
I mean, the guy was legless throughout the late 50s and early 60s. He was literally drinking a case to two cases of beer a day with like 50 pills. Like, I'm not exaggerating. Yeah. This is like legitimate.
Yeah, he went to like a cave, right?
Yeah.
Went to a cave to die.
Yeah. And that's where he kind of found,
Was it Waylon who found him, or?
I don't know, actually. I don't know what the myth is there. But the thing that I found was, I got lucky here. His manager's son contacted me and was like, I have all this research that I want to give to you that you can use to put a episode together.
How about the crazy thing where his family was kidnapped?
That's in there. So I covered that, the home invasion. But he burned down a national forest in the late 50s in Northern California. He killed like something like I want to say like 500 endangered condors, like this endangered species, because he was wasted and he's trying to start a campfire. And the whole thing just like goes, like, you know, California wildfire.
Did he knock out an ostrich?
I don't know about that.
I think
that
he actually,
there's
like, he got in a fight with an ostrich and like punched him in the face.
Okay, so he's drinking, a case to two cases of beer a day. And what pills is he on?
Some barbiturates. I'm not sure what kind.
When
you're doing that much, you're balancing. Yeah. You're trying to like keep up and go to sleep and stay up.
And how long was he like that?
Mid to late 50s to early 60s. I think 65 he cleaned up his act. Right when June Carter agreed to marry him, he basically got his stuff together.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you this. Everyone listened to Disgraceland like you, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. I went through three episodes last night, and I listened to it today in the car. So Disgraceland and Boston at the Sinclair. What's the date for that?
Next Friday, May 10th. There's about 5 tickets left, so act fast.
Jesus, I need to get a podcast.
I told you, my cousin who did the Up and Vanished, he sold out the Wilbur.
I know those guys. Is Payne your cousin?
Payne Lindsay.
Oh,
my cousin.
I know Payne and Donald, and we're actually talking about, like, I'll tell you off.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, Payne's exactly. Awesome. Yeah, he filmed my wedding video when he was like 17, I think.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, your wedding video sucks. All right. Jake Brennan, Disgraceland podcast. Thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks, guys.
Stuff. All right, when we come back, more nightmare material as we continue to play. Is it a racehorse or a local band?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. MA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Miss something?
Wonder Woman was there, but she's lost all her powers.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports.
Is it a racehorse?
Oh, hell no, they got that horse.
Or a bad local band?
Boogie Boogie Land!
At 5 to Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I've already been significantly frightened. Don't look at the video for that. Jack G.
Jack G.
All right, so that's...
God.
We've met Jack G, who, Fred, is, I've seen you freaked out by bands, but not him as much as him so far.
No,
maybe I shouldn't
like,
have shown you the video.
Because he's, like, not wearing a costume.
No.
And he's rubbing... like leopard skin, what appears to be leopard skin G-string on his face.
Well, then you can cleanse your palate with your boy Bangs, we met earlier.
Take it to McDonald's, take it to McDonald's, take it to McDonald's.
You know, not a lot to that song, other than he likes McDonald's a lot.
And then he goes through the menu a little bit. It's quite, maybe it's the new commercial.
That he does. Okay, so let's get to our next one. Is this a racehorse or is this a local band? Noah Boat. Noah Boat.
It sounds like a horse, but I'm going band.
I'll go horse.
Freddie T! That is a band. His name is Noah Boat, but you could just call him D.A.
Ooh, ooh, yes, yes. That'd be quite a feat.
All these toes deserve some love. I like toes. All these toes deserve some love.
Is there a video? Is there a video?
Yeah, I'll find it for you.
Is there a video?
Of course there's a video.
How great.
The question is that.
Oh, I love foot fetish. It's so awesome. It's so harmless and weird. And the people that love feet are so vocal about it.
Oh, yeah. There's no shame.
All these toes deserve some love. I like toes. All these toes. I want your toes. All these toes deserve some love. I like toes. All these toes deserve some love. I want your toes.
The mothership has connected.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you go to one of his shows, people go with. I'd gladly lick the cigarette butts off your feet, madame.
It's a shoe show. Check it out, sir. All right, is this a band or a racehorse? Lieutenant Gibson.
I'm saying band.
I'll go horse.
Johnny, that is indeed a horse.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, is it a band or a racehorse? The Guy.
All right, that is obviously a band
yeah,
or
that's
an artist.
Band. That's definitely a band.
It's The Guy. Let's let this one roll.
Butt face, butt face, butt face. Butt face, butt face, butt face, butt face. Butt face. Butt face. Butt face. Butt face, butt face, butt face. Butt face, butt face, butt face, butt face. B-U-T-T-F-A-C-E, butt face. Butt face. Butt face. Butt face. Butt face, butt face, butt face.
I wonder how long you spent crafting that.
That was something my 9-year-old was walking around the house saying just last night.
At least he had a follow-up single to that one.
All right, let's hear it.
Fart face, fart face, fart face. Fart face, fart face, fart face, fart face. F-A-R-T-F-A-C-E. Fart face.
This guy would sell out every middle school spring fling.
That's exactly what I was thinking. If you hired this guy for parties, I mean, he would be like the number one guy.
However, I'll say one thing about this guy. I saw this song and I was like, oh, that's pretty funny. And then I started digging. This gentleman, and I am not exaggerating, might have thousands of songs that he's made. Thousands. And he's written about everything. And he's written under like 10 different names. All right? There's the very nice, interesting singer, the man who sings about animals, the passionate and objective Joker fan, the singing animal lover, paparazzi and the photogs, the guy who sings your name, the apology song person, the guy who sings about towns and cities, the great weather song person. This is all the same guy. The athletic sports band, the flower band, the paranormal song warrior. And when I say he is sang about everything, imagine how I felt when I found this.
Ofid Toucha.
No! Oh! Oh! Oh, yeah! Oh!
For those of you not on Twitch, you need to get on Twitch right now. That, if there was ever a time to log on, now would be it.
I mean, I'm just scrolling through thousands, and I'm not even thousands of songs.
Well, let's hear the rest of it.
Shall we?
I don't like this. I don't care if it's a glowing praise. I don't like this one bit. Now I'm going to be 8:45 in the morning. I'm going to have a heart attack.
Ofid Toucha. I like to listen to you on the radio in the greater Boston area. You are very funny. Get on the radio, talking about your life and talking about sports and stuff. With your buddy Rich,
Tasha
and Rich is such a very good show.
I'm never mentioning my children's names on the air again. Forget about that whole bar mitzvah story.
Yeah.
I'm taking everything
Where's
off Instagram.
Where's the bar mitzvah going to be?
Taking everything off Instagram.
That date again.
You needed a guy to play the bar mitzvah. He's
oh, here,
a fan.
Yeah, yeah. Probably come cheap.
No, I'd like to be able to leave there with not scarring every child that was there.
On the radio, I like to listen to it several times per week. Oh, when people call you, they say, hey guys, hey, what's that all about? Oh, Fred Toucha, you are such a good radio host. I like to listen to you on the radio. I think it is so funny when you say funny things. Oh, Fred Toucha, I want to be your friend. Fred Toucha, you could call me if you wanted to. My phone number is 603-6- Oh, Fred Toucha, I want to be best friends with you. I want to walk down the street and talk to you. Yeah, I want to hang out with you and Rich and the faster guy.
Well, you're safe, Wally.
I know. I was just going to thank God that I was not brought into this. I'm sure it was perfectly fine, Fred. He's offered his phone number and everything.
It's a real phone number. I think we should call it, actually.
No,
oh, jeez.
I am not doing that. You're on your own. But he makes a Rich Sherlinleaf song. Feel free to
Rich is a man of the people. Well, we already know that.
All of us are perfectly fine. I mean, there's, you know, it's not like he's going to make a song about anybody else we might know.
Tony Mayers. What a great job he has. Talking sports. sports, doing all his baseball reports. Tony Mans, Maserati. Sometimes he gets a little naughty. Oh well, you've got to blow off steam when you're dealing with Belger. Maserati, a Maserati.
So at this point, I'm sure Tony's feeling pretty good, too.
He's the first to go.
He's just, you know,
I know, right. But did he offer him his phone number?
No, he did not. Fred's the only one that I've heard the phone number on. Now,
okay.
Now, is 603 New Hampshire?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
He's not that far away.
Right, right on the road.
New Hampshire.
Hop, skip, and a jump,
it's
Fred.
Only 45 minutes from here.
Yeah, I mean, but at least he ended with, you know, Tony Maz. At least that was the last of any of the people that he might have mentioned, which is a good thing, because, you know, we feel a little bit safer around here, you know.
Scott Zolak, backup quarterback. Scott Zolak, backup quarterback.
Somebody said they did make a John Wallach song. He did, and that was.
Yes.
Fred, thousands. I'm not exaggerating. He might have over 2,000 songs.
Well, they don't seem to take a long time to craft. He's probably one of these guys that just chucks them all on Spotify. Mm-hmm. And, like, just hope someone comes across him so he gets some. Yeah. Yeah.
But do you know how much time it would take to make, like, 2,000 songs? And by the way,
it doesn't seem like he's burdened with any responsibility.
I was just
going
to say, he's got a lot of time on his hands, Rich. I'm thinking this is pretty much second nature to him by now.
It doesn't seem like there's a. Yeah. Like, he's got to take the kids to the pool. It sounds like, you know.
Smart face.
Like, I don't think he comes back from doing appendectomies and starts recording songs.
Right. So I said, maybe you should hire some security. I know a guy who can do it.
Jackie.
All right. This is worse than the guy mentioning me. The song about me is less freaky than Jack G.
You think so?
He's putting duct tape on his face and rubbing underwear all over his face.
Jackie, I am Jack G. I am Jack G.
Jackie.
You wish he was me.
Yeah.
Fred Toucher, I want to be your friend. That's what I'm taking out of this program.
We got his number.
Scott, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm so glad you guys are finally playing this guy. You say thousands of songs. I think he has thousands of, like, personas. I'm not lying, on Spotify alone. And so I hosted this little jingle party thing, the first of its kind, and I reached out to Sarge, asked him about it. Sarge emceed this thing. It was a big joke. He brought belts and stuff. It was funny. But the funny thing is I heard this guy's phone number listening to, like, a song about San Diego, where he's like, yeah, reading Wikipedia, singing all the facts. And I emailed him. I'm like, what do you say about maybe making a song about a jingle off? And within 24 hours, he sent something back to me.
Okay, so
I was able to play it.
So what you're saying is that we need to have him in the studio face to face with his best friend, right?
He's actually, absolutely. So he's hosting a little concert at his, like, an undisclosed location. I'm on his email list now.
Okay, stop. We'll put you on hold.
Let me put you on hold. Right. Guess what, Nick?
I am Jack G.
Nick is already shaking his head in the other room. Nope, not doing it.
Guess what, Nick? We're a bulletproof vest.
Ay, ay, ay.
Jack G.
Wait. Scott, go ahead.
So good.
Oh, that was the guy we just had on. We just had him on.
This is the guy.
Sorry, yeah.
Because it said he was on Jimmy Kimmel.
No, he said Jimmy Kimble, which is two different things.
What made you think he was on Jimmy Kimble?
Kimmel, but
I
he
know,
put Kimble.
That's what I'm saying. What made you think that he was on Jimmy Kimmel?
Bird, you know what you're being?
Butt face.
The guy told me he was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Butt face.
I don't think that happened. All right. We'll start talking about sports.
Why?
Watch safe at your house. Don't have to worry about anyone bugging you.
Completely with the alarm on.
All right. So we'll be right back.
Jack G. Yeah.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, great. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Now, Rich, what's happening on Twitter?
All right, so people are tweeting that guy who gave us the Fred Toucher song.
When people call you, they say.
He wrote a song about you, also one about Tony Matz, amongst thousands of songs, including his hit. You know,
butt face.
And so people started tweeting this guy. They found out who he was. And they were saying, hey, Fred wants to meet you and wants you in studio. Would you please come in? And he ended up tweeting us back and said, absolutely, here's my phone number, and then tweeted us his phone number. So there's like our listeners, it's not very funny for you to tweet this guy and say that Fred actually wants him in because you're just leading him on and making him angry. We do not want him to be angry.
It's great. Blood's on your hands, people.
But I mean, I do like the fact that
have fun rotting in hell.
It was almost like an immediate concerted effort for people to want to see this guy face to face with you.
They said where my son was going to camp. I've made a bunch of mistakes. I apologize to my family. My wife texted me creepy. All right, 617-77. That's by far by a million worse than the Fred Toucher song. The Fred Toucher song, whatever. Jack G, No Siree Bob. That's the creepiest one we've ever played.
It'd be clear at this point. It'd be inevitable. You want to be me.
You want to be me.
I am Jack G.
All right. 617-779-0985. Your thoughts on the Bruins tonight and their lineup changes. No commercials here, just the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.